Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Fetish Locator. Sorry to leave you guys off at a good point, but let's get started.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, honey, I'm home. We're in the... We can see you.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, there's another girl there. Oh, right. Sorry, I couldn't be here sooner. It's been one hell of a day. Studying for finals. Some. I suppose we can get started now. Is the magical field of protection working correctly? Oh, that's Hannah.
Hey!
It's not magic. It's just a Faraday cage. But it's working. You sure of that?
Yep.
No electrical signals can be sent in and out, into or out of this apartment. You can check your cell phone coverage if you don't believe us. I turned it off a few blocks away. I don't want the app to know my location. Huh. Well, we're about as safe as we can be. What are we talking about?
Oh,
we were talking about shades of lipstick. Did you know that we're running out of the color blue? Not just us here. I mean, the whole world is running out of the color blue. Did they use that much lipstick and hair dye that we're literally running out of the color blue for the feminist stuff?
Blue used to be a very rare commodity because
I didn't know that.
Comes from a stone found in the Middle East.
I didn't know that.
And now they have other ways of making it from more organic materials or...
Right.
Just different. But yeah, it's grinding that stone down. There's a temple down there. I can't remember what country, if it's Iraq or Iran or whatever, it's all in that blue stone, and it is bright.
Wow.
But that used to be the only way they come up with paint for art pieces and all that.
It's interesting.
Long, long, long ago, you know.
Yeah. So you get...
It's a very vibrant cobalt blue.
Hmm. Very interesting. So you're getting a little bit of sex and education. That's not what he meant. We do what? Sexercation? Yeah. Can we please get down to business? Or sexducation? Sexducation right here.
Going down to myself.
Sexucation. There we go. Yeah. That sounds like sexecution. No. The business of saving the world from the horrors of Fetish Locator.
Yeah.
Yes, that. So where are we? I'm working on the hardware. That was also the wrong verse, the wrong tone for her. I'm working on the software. I'm working on a headache. But I've also provided these girls with everything I know about Fetish Locator.
Huh?
Did you know she cloned Pete's phone?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
She seems rather fixated on your roommate. She even got access to his laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. You didn't leave me any other choice.
Huh?
She stole it. Even though we agreed there was nothing useful on Pete's laptop.
Uh-uh.
No, we didn't agree. You just refused to give me his password. I was forced to verify your claim myself.
Yeah.
You're still a thief.
Whoa.
Let's not say anything we're gonna regret later. I agree with Stacy. He was the most likely suspect, but not the only one. I also provided them with the information I found on Min, Anthony, Davey, and others. Davey? And others. I feel like Charlie. Or at least Bosworth.
Okay,
Angels, let's recap. Fetish Locators should have a physical server, and we're going to find it.
Yes.
That's the working theory, yes.
Hmm.
Is there any basis for that assumption? I mean, it could be anywhere online, right? It's not a perfect theory, but it is the best hypothesis we have. Most likely the app is using some third-party cloud service, but that would make it really difficult to track. So we're working under the assumption that the app has physical servers somewhere nearby.
Okay,
and if they aren't? We'll burn that bridge when we come to it. Fair enough. Ambrose, how's the hardware going?
Oh.
I picked up this little toy a couple months ago. I wasn't sure what I would ever use it for, but it's perfect for this. This little baby is packed with two independent FPGAs connected to a custom SoC for optimal performance and a relatively reasonable power demand. Relatively reasonable?
Yeah.
Yeah. How bad are we talking about?
Huh?
How do you feel about carrying a couple of... How do you feel about carrying around a couple of car batteries? I don't like that idea at all. There's a parasitic power drain. It's a hardware problem. There'll be a hardware solution. We're kind of on the clock here. Time is a factor.
Nah.
Don't worry. I'm on it.
Huh.
Good enough for me. Stacy, how's the software going? I've built an emulator for Amrose's little device. I should have the code ready by the time she solves the power issues.
Huh.
Cool. Amrose is on hardware, Stacy is on software, and Hana provided technical information. I guess that makes you the project manager, Grim.
Hey.
Hey, he's got the most important job of all. Grim is the bait.
Oh,
it won't just be me. What do you mean? I'll carry the device. I'm earning points again, so I'll earn as much as possible. I'll attract the attention of Fetish Locator, but I won't be doing that all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'll help you with that.
Oh, yes.
I can help, too.
Yeah?
You are his sister, right? Well, you know, within reason. I'm sure there's something I can do.
Yeah.
I'm sure Hannah will be willing to help his
sister before.
Right. They changed it. I'm sure Hannah will be willing to help as needed, right? Yeah, about that.
Make it more incestuous.
Well, that's probably the intended idea of the creator. You're not interested in seeing this through to the finish. You know I am. You also know you have a virtual stockade of fresh prime meat waiting for another ride on your manhood. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm willing to help, but you're not going to be calling me up for every challenge, right?
Hey.
Not with that attitude. We want to get and keep the app's attention.
Yep.
We want the app to be connecting Grim's phone as often as possible. It'll give us the best chance to track it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be doing everything I can to get points with as many people as possible, as often as possible.
Uh-huh.
And I suppose that part will include me.
Uh-huh.
Is that a problem?
No.
No problem. I just don't want to be taken advantage of.
Hey.
On my honor, the only person I intend to exploit here is myself. Sounds good. On that note, I'll leave you ladies to work in peace. You don't want to stay for a... What's a threesome when there are four people?
Huh.
A foursome?
Well, if their phones are blocked, how are they going to find out it happened?
No. There are no points in it.
Oh,
right, because of the Faraday cage. Yep, you said it.
Huh.
Still, it's something to consider. That could be a great way to earn points. Except for one big minor issue. Right! That!
Oof.
I don't want to know, do I?
Yeah, no.
Probably not.
Hmm.
Let me know when you have that device working. Just text me game on or something.
Yes!
Yes, ma'am!
Okay.
We'll let you know.
Hmm.
Thanks. Alright, I'll be on my way.
Sure.
Take care. Are you feeling okay about this?
Hmm.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah?
What is it? I don't really want to talk about it right now.
Okay.
This is a safe space in the cage and all that. Oh, okay. I've been to your dorm room and I know that Amrose has a house. So why do you all three choose to sleep together here?
What?
No.
Because it's comfy.
Stacy was joking about the orgy.
Hmm.
Foursome.
Yes.
Right, that was a joke. But that'd still be an orgy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be an orgy, but... Usually it's
an orgy is three or more people.
A lot of times they have groups where it's equal amount of guys to equal the girls or.
I've never been in an orgy. I've never been to an orgy.
Had some in the town near us.
Okay.
They were.
They're like it's like a big sign. Welcome to the orgy.
Well,
hey.
Like on
Yeah. Big neon
Craigslist or
That.
Probably on Facebook somewhere or something.
Oh, hey, I see you're here at the orgy. We have complimentary punch and nachos and
don't drink the milk.
Uh-huh. Well, it's none of my business. Do they actually serve food and things at the orgies?
Sometimes.
Oh, really? Wow.
I imagine I hadn't been.
Oh, well, I wasn't sure if you'd been to any or not.
No,
man, that'd be.
I mean.
That'd be a question for Drex when he's in a better.
Used to, and I couldn't control myself. I'd probably be in for that. But as I've matured and, like.
Right.
Hey, I can do without.
Right.
Be okay.
Right. I wonder if anybody here in the comments section just have you been to an orgy? Do they have we don't care about the sex. We want to know if they actually have food and drink and, you know, what was the quality. I mean, did they literally have a home cook? Did they have like a cooked meal? Did they order out? Was it Chinese? Like, we need to know.
You need
what
to watch good old fashioned orgy. Similar to what I'm thinking. You know, Bruno, he filmed going to an orgy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was freaking everybody out, got kicked out of the house.
Oh, man.
Yeah, which I wasn't a big fan of that one.
After
this whole thing with him.
Yeah, I have nothing
with
him.
Trying to stage all this other stuff, I've kind of lost.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of respect.
We gotta get
it. Yeah.
Have a good night. You too. Pretty sure that was a distraction. There's something else bothering her. What took you so long? Did she suck your cock on the way out? No, we talked about orgies. It's like the game knew we took too long. Stacy.
Oh.
Oh, right. You mentioned.
Huh?
Amrose, what did you mention? Just girl talk. Now that you're inside the Faraday cage, did anything change? You mean? No, I'm guessing it needs a signal to unlock. You know, it's an electronic lock. I'm sure we could bust that tonight and reattach it before you leave.
Uh-uh.
Too risky. It might have a record of being unlocked. But I could check the...
No.
I appreciate the thought, but I can get through another day or so of this.
Yeah.
I agree with Grimm. Well, okay. What the hell is she doing? Amrose is right there. Giggles. Stacy, what the hell is that?
Huh?
What? I can't show a little affection to my brother?
Ooh.
That felt like more than a little affection. Maybe I should drop on my knees and suck the life out of your cock cage then.
What
the fuck?
Just defeat the purpose then.
Relax, I heard all about it. I repeat, what the fuck?
Hey.
Of course she knows. Amrose is practically my big sister.
Yeah.
Except we're both fucking the same guy.
Uh-huh.
What are sisters for? I'm confused. I'm aroused. And I'm angry. Also, being aroused is fucking uncomfortable due to this damn cage. Oh yeah, Amrose told me about that.
Yes.
There are no secrets between sisters. Fuck the what? Okay. So now I'm just angry and confused. I mean, don't get me wrong. At first it was a hell of a shock. I mean, you fucked your sister. You are fucking your sister. That's pretty shocking. Stacy isn't just another girl. You two are really important to each other. But I guess the most surprising part was that I wasn't jealous about it. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Man, it's like an Alabama. Go ahead and fuck your sister. I don't care. I'm not even jealous.
Gonna alienate your people in Alabama.
It's not like with Lydia, you know. I don't feel like it is a competition. No, they're gonna laugh because they're gonna take it. They're not gonna take it seriously.
Like the strong.
There's not gonna be somebody. Well, I'm from Alabama, and I'm offended, Grim.
I've never slept with my sister consensually.
Although I am starting to like Lydia. I feel like Stacy and I can share you together.
Okay,
I guess I'm cool with that.
Well, how nonchalant.
Okay.
Grim needs to relax.
I guess.
He really does. I can't think of any ways to relax him that wouldn't make him more aroused. Good point. Shall we just get ready for bed?
Yeah.
Excellent idea. I always prefer to sleep in the nude.
Oh.
I'm sure that Grim prefers that as well.
Aww.
Grim, do you need some help getting undressed? I can take care of it myself. He's no fun.
Well, he sounds like the guy on Scary Movie 2. I can do it myself.
I'm beginning to wonder if I should just go back to my dorm room for the night. You wouldn't want to miss this, because we know exactly how to relax you.
Hmm.
What's that? It starts by you laying down on this bed. Then we lay our naked bodies down, curled up on either side of you. And then you fall asleep in a pile of warmth and comfort. Man, she really sells it, doesn't she? Okay, that does sound good.
I feel like a list... Smells like I left the fish sticks out of the freezer too long.
Tuesday, day 16.
Oh.
Oh, shit. It compiled on the first try. That doesn't bode well. Ninety-nine dastardly bugs in the code. Take one down, patch it around. 110 dastardly bugs in the code. I think that's actually the dev working on this game. What he, you know, there's always fucking. You notice how the bugs grew as he got one out. That happens.
Yeah. Oh, that's some.
It's like we fixed the bug and now there's 30 more. God, I need this to not shit the bed right now.
I hope you don't shit the bed. That'd be your...
That's what my old man used to say. My old man used to say, well, and I mean my real father, used to say, shit the bed, Fred. He used to say that. Fred, he said, oh, you know, he would say like, oh, shit the bed, Fred. That's what he would say, yeah.
Yeah. I heard of the expression, shit the bed.
No, yeah, but that's what he would say. Hey, we should try to keep it down a bit. Grim is sleeping still.
Hmm.
Oop, right.
Yay!
Hallelujah, I think it's finally working.
Hey!
Oh, would you look at that? The man of the hour is awake as well. Perfect timing. You two didn't get a lick of sleep last night, did you?
Yes!
We did!
Yeah.
We were too hyped up to sleep, so we decided to put that energy to use and keep working... To use, rather, and keep working on the thing. Working title. Fetish Locator, Locator, and Nader. We need some more R&D on that one. The hardware side of things is finally done. Fixed up the power drain issue and hacked together some lithium ions as the power supply. This thing can probably last for a week on one charge and you don't need to lug around huge batteries.
Yay!
With only a 36.72% chance of blowing up in your face!
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of it if I do say so myself.
Whoa.
Whoa, you should be. This is great! Maybe we can even make these on a commercial scale after we take care of Fetish Locator. Maybe, but that's only one half of the puzzle. Right. The magic sauce is right here. This baby will allow the Fetish Locator Locatorinator trademark to masquerade as a legitimate network. Give me your phone. Are you sure that it's ready? Let's find out. Alright, it's done. What did you do? I connected your phone to the Fetish Locator Locator Innator Trademark Network. Basically, Fetish Locator Locator Innator Trademark allows you to use and connect to the internet, but all traffic that you send and receive gets logged into it. Meaning that whenever Fetish Locator sends anything to you or receives anything from you, the Fetish Locator Locator Innator Trademark secretly writes all that info down.
You gotta make sure that trademark.
And Fetish Locator is none the wiser because from its perspective, it's just a normal network. Nothing weird going on here. That's great. So all I have to do is just connect to Fetish Locator and we'll get its location? Well, it's a bit more complicated than that. We tried it out last night on my phone. It didn't work. What do you mean? All of Fetish Locator's network packets are encrypted, as you would expect. I know just a little teeny bit about that stuff, but not enough to, you know... Not as much as some people, I'm sure. Shit. Yeep. Instead of yep, it was yeep.
Yeep, yeep.
They must have really not wanted anyone snooping around. Well, I don't know if it was intentional or not. They could have just been following modern networking standards as well. But anyway, that's not important. Still, what do we do about that then? Or are we just dead in the water? Have a little confidence in us, Grim. This is what I was working on all night long. Basically, along with logging all incoming and outgoing data from Fetish Locator, Fetish Locator Locator Innator trademark also tries to decrypt the data. The problem, however, is that we're trying to brute force our way in, and it's not fast, to say the least. What do you mean? What she's saying is that we need a lot of data from Fetish Locator in an unknown amount of time to crack the encryption. Ooh, that's tough. Unknown? Brute forcing these sorts of encryptions take a lot of time, and we can't really predict how long it'll take. It could work the moment you open FL, it could take months. Still, this is our best chance. Yeah, and I don't necessarily think that it'll take a super long time to crack, but the uncertainty sucks. There's no point getting dejected. We got something that might actually work here. So we should try to give it as much as we can first. Speaking of which, what kind of data do we need to give it? I'm guessing I can't just open and close the app with a... Excuse me, we'll try that one again. I'm guessing I can't just open and close the app a bunch of times and be done with it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. You need different kinds of data. The same stuff over and over again won't help.
Yeah.
So complete challenges, buy stuff, and just interact with Fetish Locator as much as you can, I suppose. More points equal more chances to decrypt it. Alright, well that doesn't sound all that bad. I have to do that regardless. Would be a hell of a lot easier if I didn't have to lug around a cock cage, though. I'm sure you have plenty of other instruments that you can use to make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can just have that running in the background and try to figure out if we have any other options when it comes to Fetish Locator as well. Crap.
Okay.
Everything alright?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I should really get going. I need to get to class. Right, fuck, me too. I need to wash up first, though. Can you wait for me?
Okay.
Of course. Stacy, catch. Oh, don't you fuck it up.
It's like a hard or a flash drive, it looked like. Not much.
Hey,
be careful. I knew you'd catch it. I'll be out in a bit. Jackass.
Then he breaks it. That was our only hope.
15 minutes later. It's always fun to feel like the talk of the town when you step out of there.
Huh.
Really? It kind of gives me anxiety, to be honest. I disabled all my notifications. Shit.
Huh?
Everything all right? I missed a ton of calls and messages from Lydia last night because of the cage.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yep. She seems concerned. I think I better go back to her place and make sure everything's all right. Want to come with?
Yeah.
Sure, it's not too far away anyway. Maybe I can be your bodyguard and protect you from her wrath.
Hey?
Lydia? Lydia?
Hmm.
Did you text her?
Hey?
I'm in the shower. I'll be out in a minute.
Oh.
Oh, looks like we'll have to wait a bit.
Hmm.
Wonder if I missed anything else. Ensnare and enrapture. Some are far better at it than others. He's cock blocked for good right now. Cunnilingus is our fetish of the day. How will you fare?
Hey!
Hey, that's an easy one. We can do it right here, even. Well, I'll be damned! What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean, what do you mean? You know, you, me, on this...
Yeah,
sturdy table.
She wants to see when she comes out the shower.
Oh, Christ. Sorry, slow on the uptake today. So, what do you say? Sounds like a good place to come back to. What do you think we should do? Do you think we should do right by Lydia or rock her world?
Not right now, I guess. because he's already going over there to smooth things over. He goes.
I'm not sure. I don't think we have the time. Lydia might come out any second.
Oh.
Oh, right. Okay. We don't have to do it here then. Grim, are you still wearing your penis cage?
Yeah.
Yep. Cole, you can come up. Well, let's see this. Let's see what happens if we do. Just to check. What do you think? I just want to see if something will happen. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Whoa!
Why does it smell in my dining room table?
Already wet? Well, someone's an eager beaver.
Stench of sex.
Breaths get heavier. She's saying yes. Yelps. Well, you don't need me to do that.
Did you turn into a coyote lady?
Seems like she's enjoying it.
Really?
Yep. Can you spread yourself for me? Oh, okay. Going a little bit,
tossing the salad.
You're close, aren't you? I can feel it.
Yep,
come for me.
Shit.
Oh, yes, yes.
Grim. That was nice. Just nice? You've earned 12 points. Oh, no. See? Yeah. So, we would have missed out on that. Grim, are you still wearing your penis cage?
Yeah.
Yep. Cole, you can come up. All right. So, now we're where we're going to leave off. You got to see a little bit, all right? You got to see some cunnilingus and some ass stuff.
Tits.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was, you know. What do they call it? Eating the groceries? Taking the groceries? Something like that. That's what I heard. But,
technically, as long as they've been living together,
yeah,
it's probably still pretty questionable. But,
what? Her, his friend?
Stepsister.
That's his friend.
Same sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not worried. That's in so many novels. It doesn't even, these characters
are... Shakespeare with everyone except they slept with their mom.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, we know that. All right, so at any rate, we are out here. I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locators, so stay tuned.